the doors, lower the blinds, fire up the smoke machine, and put on your heels, because I know exactly what we need.
And now, the Cooking Housewives of Chiswick.
Welcome to the Real Cooking Housewives of Chiswick. I'm Donna, and there was a little girl who had a little curl, and when she was good, she was fabulous, and when she was bad, she was gorgeous.
Very good. I'd like to introduce myself, even though I'm not really American, I'm just putting it on. Ex-nightclub queen Josephine was once mean and quick. Is now a veteran podcaster in Chiswick. Hello and welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. And today we are going to be exploring all things Nigella Lawson to see if she is up to snuff in this kitchen.
Okay, so Nigella, yeah, we know we found out quite a lot about her. She isn't a seed for once, sorry. Now, Nigella is famous for cooking recipes. When they first came out, everyone said, I can't follow them. Because they were so vague. So today we're going to find out how whether we can get together one of her recipes. And which one have you chosen today, Donna?
We're picking on brownies today because in baking, you have to be precise. Otherwise, you get a nasty, disgusting mess.
And let's find out whether Nigella's going to cook a mess with us.
Whether she's going to be a hot mess.
Or a cold, cold mess.
Right. What do we need? What do we need? Preheat the oven. That we did.
Yeah, we did.
We did that. We can follow directions if we like them.
It says preheat the oven. Mm-hmm. There's no numbers on this recipe. I like a number, don't you?
Well, it's 180 degrees.
Yeah. I mean, no, but look, it says, doesn't say number
one. Oh,
one,
two, three. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. So
yeah.
That's it.
That's again, she's putting me off. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So
should we do the ingredients first?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, you can read it out.
375 grams of soft unsalted butter, 375 of best quality, obviously dark chocolate, 6 large eggs, 1 tablespoon vanilla extract, 500 grams of caster sugar, 225 grams of plain flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 300 grams of chopped walnuts. We're only doing 200 because my family don't like walnuts.
Okay, and this is called Nigella Lawson brownies. So they are one of her most famous dishes, aren't they?
They certainly are.
Now, would you, being an American, add a nut to a brownie? Is this a done thing?
Yeah.
What would you add? Pecans?
I was thinking of putting... Mm. I think most people would put walnuts. It is the most popular nut. But I don't care for a walnut. I would put almonds or pecans. I was thinking of getting some pistachio because you know you and I love a nut.
We do. We've got to stick to Nigella because we're going to find out whether she rises or droops.
Exactly, which is why I did buy walnuts. I kept it traditional. But
good,
I think we only do 2/3 walnuts in the recipe.
Okay, and what quality chocolate did you get, darling?
Best, obviously. Okay. Obviously, I got that Meunier.
Oh, Meunier.
So it's okay. Very nice. Comes
because
in very
we only
nice,
like superior green. Chocolate, don't we?
Exactly.
Because we are superior people.
There you are.
Yes.
There you are. Okay. Well, I am.
So am I.
Okay.
No, I'm better than you.
Anything you can do.
I can do...
better.
Okay, and let's see if Nigella can do better than us today.
No, she
okay.
can't.
Okay, so we've got the oven on.
Yep. Okay, so we did actually line with, I don't know that this wax paper is superior quality. Because
Greaseproof, it's called.
It's having trouble sticking in the pan, but that's all
did
right.
Did you put butter underneath?
No, I was
oh,
not
well,
told
that's
to
your
put
problem.
Butter. Well, no, oh, it did not
oh,
say
okay.
to put butter underneath,
okay,
so
we're
I did
sticking.
Not do it. With,
yeah.
Sticking being the operative
yeah.
word here.
Okay, so okay. Nigella doesn't mention butter, so
exactly.
we're not putting it in.
We're not putting it
okay.
in. All right, so we're melting, but speaking of butter, we're melting butter and chocolate together in a large, heavy-based saucepan. Then why does the, if you're melting the butter, why does it not have to be softened? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Anyway, well, maybe it just saves time.
Okay,
fine.
Let's do it.
Let's
come
do it. I have very thoughtfully measured everything out for
us.
Oh, I know, because that's the way I go. That's the way I roll.
Did she say anything about the gas?
No.
Now let's keep it on because I think we should go into real detail.
Okay.
Is it on or not?
No.
So is does it say anything about what gas? Does it say medium gas?
No.
Okay, so
just
I'm
melt.
Just gonna put it on.
Melt it in a large, heavily based saucepan. Alright, so here's the butter. Pop the butter in first. I didn't even cut it. She didn't tell me to cut it.
No, she didn't tell us to cut it, so we're putting it in completely big and bulky.
Yes. Okay. I am going to separate the chocolate, though.
So, will you? I don't
just
approve.
I like snapping things. We got a time component here.
Exactly. So Nigella, the most interesting thing about Nigella and I, you know, we've got something really big in common.
What is it?
We both, well, she's had her operation, but we both got two bunions.
You're double bunion girl.
Yeah, we're both double bunions.
Nothing by halves, you
I've
two.
Met nobody else in the world that has a double bunion.
Really?
So if anyone listening has a double bunion, contact me. But I had one of my bunions done, but quite a long time before Nigella. But I didn't think I'd have two done at the same time because I'd be extra hobbling.
You'd be completely incapacitated.
Strangely though, she lost weight after her after her bunion operation, which you really think you put on because you're on crutches.
Yeah, you're just laying around. But see, yeah. The thing is, if she does all the cooking,
oh yeah,
you know, well, then she's got like nobody to cook for.
What
her.
Happens when you have a bunion operation is you have plaster on the front of your foot, so you can only walk on your heel. So she must have looked like a bit of a duck walking around.
Oh, wait, but now they have those things, but not with a double one. But yeah, have you seen those? I love these. People look like such tits, but it makes sense. You know, when you have an operation on your foot, they give you those wheelie, like kids' scooters, but with your knee resting on it.
Well, that's probably what she had because she's...
Yeah, but if you have a double, you can't do that.
No,
right?
True.
It's called a wheelchair.
True.
So, you know, that's what you're going to have to resort to. So are you, tell me about, see, because I have heard it's not the best operation.
It's fine.
Well, but did it keep unbunioned?
Yeah,
are you rebunioned?
My foot has never, it hasn't gone down as small as I hoped it would come off.
Not as dainty.
No, it's not as dainty. And sometimes it does hurt still occasionally. Yeah. But then I went to another bunion person last year who's in London. This is all of the National Health. And they said, oh, tut, tut. It wasn't a very good operation. Where did you have it? I said, I had it in Dorset. And, you know, it's like... Anyway, more about Nigella. So we looked up who Nigella's dating. She's been on a secret date, hasn't she?
With a bunion specialist.
TV producer. But I suppose that's the world she's in. Who else is she going to meet? You know, I mean...
It's all bunion doctors and TV producers.
Yeah. I can't think, you know, that's her crowd now. So, and she's just got back from Australia where she's promoting her latest book. Have you looked at it yet?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
No.
Well, that poor thing, you know, can I just say, what an ill-fated second marriage. Well, both of her marriages, I would have to say, were rather ill-fated.
Well, just he died of cancer, but that wasn't his choice.
I know, but it still didn't turn out very well, did it?
No. And then in the last 6 months, we all know what he did. Went around in his Rolls Royce picking up women on the street.
Did he?
Yeah, because he thought, I've only got 6 months to live. And he enjoyed every moment. And he wrote about it.
And I've got a nice car, so hey, put the two together.
So he wrote about it in a column in The Guardian, I think.
So that was it. Pure joy. My husband's riding it. My husband's dying. Yeah. Riding around in a car picking up prostitutes and letting everyone know.
Exactly.
What could be better?
Yeah.
Right. And then my next husband.
Yeah.
Literally sues the housekeeper only so he can vindictively expose me.
Yes.
Pure joy.
Yes. Yes. She hasn't got very good choice.
No.
She
has better taste in chocolate than men.
Yeah, maybe she should just date and not marry, I'd say. Yeah. But Nigella used to live round here.
Oh, did
she? Yeah, on Goldhawk Road.
Ah,
yeah, one of those big houses on Goldhawk Road. Well, that's what she wrote quite a few articles about, leaving Shepherd's Bush and going to live in Eaton Square. Was a real shock, because that's where her, you know, Mr. Sarch, she lived. Yeah, yeah. I don't know where she is now. I imagine she's sort of Notting Hill Gateway.
Yes. Yeah, well, that is where her favorite butcher is. So
Lydgate's. Well, that's because she lived in Shepherd's Bush.
Yes, she used to go.
Yeah.
Look, we're almost all melted.
Well,
right.
Okay.
Well,
what does Nigella
do? A little turn on the spoon.
What does Nigella say next?
Next, in our unnumbered recipe, in a bowl, beat the eggs with the sugar and vanilla. Right. Okay. I'll get cracking, literally. Would you mind turning that off, Dollar?
Doesn't say turn it off.
Well, because otherwise it'll start, I don't know, separating.
So I've never made a brownie in my life. Being an American, I'm presuming, is that a word?
Presuming
that you have made them.
I have. Mm. And I've made them recently, and I thought I had a really gooey recipe, and actually it was quite dry. So I'm looking forward to seeing if this is an actual gooey recipe. So, I would like for it to be. I'm hoping.
So what is a brownie then?
It's
cookies in America are soft, whereas biscuits in Britain are hard. I'm just saying, famously, chewy. So maybe it's like a giant chewy cookie of, in chocolate.
Well, it's more like, I would say, a dense, unrisen cake than it is a cookie.
True. We're not putting any raising agents in this. And Nigella doesn't want any raising agents. In fact, it's plain flour.
Yeah. Right, what am I
doing? Do you need to whisk it? Oh, does it say whisk? Beat the eggs.
Beat.
Doesn't say with, but I'm going to...
We get my sugar.
Do you want a whisk or would you like that? See if I can find one.
Well, you have famously, one of your specialist talents is your whisking arm.
Yes, true. The good arm.
Yes,
not my bad arm.
You've got a good whisking arm, which is
how
far superior.
How much sugar?
500.
Wow.
I know. And six
eggs.
But
she doesn't say whisk. She says beat.
Exactly. Well, beat away.
Okay. But can I beat with a whisk, would you say?
Beat with whatever you'd like to beat. Hold on. I haven't put in your vanilla yet. I know that's a very important item.
So I'm starting to beat. But I never beat eggs that hard because eggs are very... They can be bruised easily.
Where might I find a measuring spoon, my beloved?
Just a normal teaspoon, honey pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, just here, a little old teaspoon. There you go. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There you go.
This house is bereft of measuring spoons?
Yep.
tablespoon instead.
Tablespoon? No, don't, because that's not normal vanilla essence. It's very,
why
very...
Why don't we have what we're supposed to have? What's going on in this household? It's so vanilla bean paste, which is delicious.
It's much stronger.
So yeah, we're going to have a teaspoon of that.
We bought this. We found out about this when we used to cook for Sainsbury's, didn't we? They introduced us to many posh products that we'd never heard of.
But which we've aspired to.
Yes.
And now we assume is our right.
Yes. Pistachios, vanilla paste, rose water. Think of the ingredients. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get muddled. These are not going. don't add them to the recipe because I know you're following this.
Okay, so now measure the flour into another bowl and add the salt.
Another bowl? She must have people to help wash her up,
exactly.
Don't you think? I mean, you couldn't do this recipe
Where's
without...
Where's the plongeur?
Exactly. I mean, I seriously think that's... She has assistants, doesn't she?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Even in her home, do you think? Do you think she has housekeepers
she used to. Now that they got sued, who can say? Now she's living in reduced
Can you imagine, though, doing cookery and being Nigella and just being able to make a mess and leave it? Oh, wouldn't that be absolutely fabulous?
Okay.
What does she say now? Measure the flour into another bowl and add the salt.
I have already pre-measured.
Oh,
marvelous.
So I did ask a question. Imagine not washing up. How would you like that?
Well, I'm undergoing construction at the moment, and I'm washing up in my bathroom sink, so I'm not the person to talk to about it.
Poor
I'm a little
you.
I'm a little bitter about it, but that's why I reduced my family to have one cup and a spoon. It's like they're...
Oh, no.
It's like
the army.
Yes,
like
exactly.
The army. Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's your lot.
Yeah,
and you wash it
yourself. And they have one metal bowl each.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want anything else?
Yeah.
No.
And they're eating dehydrated foods.
Exactly. I'm not washing up in the sink.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So we've done that. When the chocolate mixture is melted, let it cool a bit before we've already done that.
You turn the gas off. Well
beating
done.
In the eggs and the sugar mixer, then the nuts and the flour.
Is it big enough, that pan?
I think it'll do. Yeah.
Okay, what
get
do we put in?
Eggs
are coming over. Oh, here, shall I take that?
Yeah,
take that.
I'm taking the whisk out, which is very, very yellow eggs. They're beautiful. Gosh, it looks like lemon curd. It's so yellow. Yeah.
We're mixing.
So just to let people know that are listening, we're going to take a famous recipe every month from people that you've heard of, male or female chefs, cooks, and we're going to share them with you. So keep tuning in to the
See
Cooking Housewives.
For us.
Exactly. See if they really work. Yeah. And then we have a fun tasting time afterwards when we can really, you know, lay into the lovely chef. Excellent. Is there any more cooking involved?
No, I think, well, other than what the oven better do itself. Right, hand me the flare. Okay. Now, can we do me a favor?
Yeah.
And I know we can. Of keeping the, and she didn't say to sift the flour or anything.
No, so which is what I would have done.
Yeah, exactly.
Lumps and all are in.
Lumps and all would be like your grandmother's gravy.
Yeah.
Can we put the nuts and sprinkle on the top because then, because she wants you to put them on.
Because of your nut phobic family.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And you're taking them home.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to try them, obviously, and my daughter will try it. Just, you know. Have to try it, and so we'll just. Why do you just sprinkle the nuts on one side?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because I love nuts.
Yeah, I like.
Do we need to? Do we need? Oh, they're walnut pieces, so we don't need to smash them.
No
nut smashing. Okay, so I'd say already this recipe is slightly going wrong because the flour is lumps, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm managing.
But you know, she doesn't.
But yeah, it makes extra work for you folding it in. And she doesn't say fold it in, she just says beat it in. Beat everything.
Yeah, she says, we've
perhaps
read.
Perhaps it'll just be deceptively simple.
Beat to combine, then scrape out of a saucepan into a lined brownie pan. Mm. So.
Yeah, there we go.
It does say the word beat, doesn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, get beating. Gosh, it now looks like it's snowing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's completely white. Chocolate land. That's it. Beat. Can you hear it? That's it.
S&M brownies.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have to officially say with this beating business, I'm done.
Yeah.
That's it. Enough already. It's a mess.
It is. Our kitchen's a tip. Lucky I've got the cleaner coming tomorrow.
Exactly.
Makes me sound spoiled.
Lucky
now.
You have a kitchen.
Yeah, but you know, most people... Yeah. You don't have a kitchen. Actually, you've still got a cleaner, poor woman, coming
exactly.
to clean your building site. Yeah.
My bathtub full of dishes.
So it's lightened up in colour now. And the mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Still looks vaguely bumpy, but that's not my problem.
Yeah, that's not, no. No.
I was told
if we just
to
bite
more
into
that.
A big lump of flour, that's just Nigella for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. All surface.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go. All right. Well, but it didn't take any time. No muss, no fuss, no filtering, no lining. No.
And you've got to leave at 3, so exactly.
Yeah,
should be right. Timing.
And everything.
In it goes.
It goes in nicely.
Perfect size. Bit lumpy, but as we said.
Well, and I have to say, it's not a very sticky. Maybe it will be very nice and gooey because it's not a sticky dough, is it?
I'll just say what she says. She says, Nigella says, bake for 25 minutes. When it's ready, the top should be dried to a paler brown speckle, but the middle still dark and dense and gooey. Keep checking the brownies as they cook. Remember, they will continue to cook as they cool.
Okay. Perfect. Look at that.
Yeah.
What could be simpler?
I'll open the oven for you. There we are.
You think at the top? That might get a little...
Let me take that out.
Yeah.
Can someone pass the oven gloves? Could you just hold that?
Yeah. Well, there's bending. Fantastic.
Do you want to pass it to me?
Here you are.
In she goes.
Careful.
In Nigella goes.
Bye-bye, baby Nigella.
Go. I'm looking forward to seeing you in a speckled state soon.
Very soon good. Soon to be speckled.
Right, let's put the kettle on.
Excellent. And put our feet up.
Yeah.
Your bunions must be killing. We've taken these things out there because we have that lighter crust on top. It's been about 30 minutes. And it's still jiggly and wiggly. So I hope that girl's right. That it's gonna keep cooking as it cools, but it smells good. If this works, she's gonna be my new girl. If it doesn't, she's dead to me. All right, the proof of the pudding is in the tasting.
Queen Josephine is just cutting up the little old brownies.
She's wielding the knife.
It's still warm, and we've cooked them. These came out the oven
a
couple of hours ago.
Ooh, they look yummy.
Yeah. Now,
I'm having a bit with walnuts.
We're putting Nigella to the test. I'll just get to the side, please, because, you know, we must have standards.
Exactly. We are trying to figure out whether Nigella's double bunion brownies are a hit or a bust.
Exactly.
Leave that for the help. Yeah. Let's act like Nigella. Knife is on the floor.
Exactly.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. So, oh my God, it's moist. Oh, it's collapsing.
It's like a brick. Oh, that works.
That really works. Very buttery. And the eggs give it the moisture.
Oh my God.
And that...
Actually, we can't swallow.
Could have been... I know, I can't talk. My tongue...
Because I'm Jewish.
My tongue is stuck to the roof of my mouth.
I know. With chocolatey goodness.
I'd say it could have done for 5 minutes more, maybe.
Yeah. Because they're very thick.
So it could have... So if you're going to cook these at home, cook them for about 30-35. Mm. Oh, girl. My Jada.
She did it.
Your recipe sucks, but the outcome.
I was going to say, I don't think she could do restaurant cooking, but home cooking, she's the queen.
She's the queen. Mm-hmm. She is the domestic goddess. Mm-hmm. Whereas we're just cooking housewives.
Then we tried to bitch her out, but you know what? Mm. Girls want to talk.
She is. She's a good girl. Anyway, I'm done now. I'm absolutely stuffed.
I'm done.
I'm stuffed. Thank you so much. For more amusement, go to radiogorgeous.com.
Ciao for now.
For more gorgeous shenanigans from the cooking housewives of Chiswick, go to radiogorgeous.com.
Let's have a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Lock the doors.
Tight.
Let's have a kiki, motherfucker.
I'm going to let you have it.
I wanna have a kiki.
Dive, turn, work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve
and work and turn
and honey.